All right. Welcome to Investment Banking Insights. This is the only show dedicated to helping you learn both the technical and non-technical aspects of the investment banking process. My name is Alex Mason, and I am your host. Thank you so much for joining me. I want to talk to you today about the final step of doing a precedent transactions analysis. We've talked about gathering data, selecting your universe of comparable or precedent transactions, and spreading them, benchmarking the deals, and now you got to come out with a valuation, right? This is what it's all about, determining valuation from your precedent transactions. And the good news is that once you've gotten this far in the process, it's pretty easy to kind of wrap things up. It's just a little bit of multiplication and looking at the right ratios. So what ratios should you look at? Well, some common ones are enterprise value to EBITDA, usually the last 12 months of EBITDA. So EV to EBITDA, it's just like very bread and butter ratio that you're going to see all the time. So get familiar with that one if you're not already. And then also equity value to net income. So equity value, this is like the amount of actual stock or shareholders' equity that exists. And net income is your profit, right? Now, if this is a publicly traded company, you might recognize this as a different form. You might recognize this as just the share price divided by the earnings per share or EPS. That's basically what you're looking at there. So these different metrics are going to give you a sense of the valuation of the company. So you can look at that, put your precedent transactions together once you've benchmarked them, and then what you're going to do is calculate the mean and the median multiples in your set. And what that's going to do, it's going to help establish this initial range and also just look at what the middle of that range will be in your data set. So the mean and median, the reason we want to do both is just kind of coming back to basic statistics. So the median, the way that we define that is that half the data set is below that number and half the data set is above it. So if you have 100 data points and they're all incremented 1 to 100, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc., then your median is going to be 50, right? It's halfway in between 1 and 100. I guess technically 50.5 in this example, but that's your median, right? And then your mean may or may not be the same as the median. So mean is the average. And what mean is accounting for are like outliers in the data set that's going to skew the numbers upward or downward. So let's say you have a set of precedent transactions that are all kind of clustered together around the same multiple, but then you have one transaction that's just super, super big. What that's going to do is it's going to make your mean valuation, let's say EV to EBITDA in this example, it's going to make your mean number really high relative to your median. So you want to be able to capture both of those numbers for that reason. It just helps you get more insight into the data set itself. So once you've got your mean and your median multiples, now what you do is look at the most relevant comparable transactions in the range. I know I talked about this when we talked about benchmarking recently, so I won't like belabor the point here, but just look at the ones that are most relevant to what your target is, what's actually relevant to the deal, and then refine the range of your multiples if you need to. So once you've got a refined range, it then becomes a very simple exercise of multiplying your multiple by either the EBITDA or the net income of your target. And then boom, you got a valuation. You've got an implied enterprise value valuation or an implied equity value. And you've also got not just a single number, but you've got a range. You can apply that multiple at different points in your range based on your data set. So that's basically it. That's how you get to your implied valuation from your precedent transactions. And yep, that's one of the ways to value a firm, right? Is precedent transactions. And we've now walked through all of the steps to get there. And you'll notice it's just so similar to comparable companies, but there are little nuances here and there with the different steps. I hope that you've picked up on that. So it's just kind of interesting to actually go through it and see what's going on. So that's what I got for you today here on Investment Banking Insights. I hope you're having an incredible, incredible day and an incredible week. And I know things here at Cornell are really heating up. We've got some finals coming up soon. So I've definitely got my heads in the books. But yeah, hope you're doing really well. Thank you so much for rating the show. Thank you so much for listening, for sharing with people who you think this will add value to. And thank you for reaching out on LinkedIn. I really appreciate it. All right. I'll see you next time. Bye.